This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Joe Biden has said safely reopening schools will be one of his top priorities in his first 100 days in office. Remote school has put enormous strain on students and parents, especially where breadwinners can't do their jobs from home. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
On a rare weekday off recently, Los Angeles mom Patricia Rebellis played teacher's aide to her 9-year-old daughter Isabella.
She did her class. She did her homework. Now she's reading a book.
Students in Los Angeles have been learning remotely since March. Most days, Isabella stays with her grandmother, while Rebellis, a single mom, goes to work as a pharmacy technician.
I have to push my daughter. You have to learn to be on your own. You have to be dependent of yourself.
Rebellis says her daughter is struggling. Her grades have slipped, and she's constantly down on herself.
I feel at a point that I am failing as a parent. That if I do go to work, I'm not here as a parent full-time and be a good parent.
Essential workers like Rebellis are disproportionately women of color, often earning low wages and risking their health to work. They've been hailed as heroes, but as parents, they face impossible choices.
You know, I've had parents call me and say, if my child can't come to your e-learning center, I'm going to lose my job.
Betty West runs a network of nonprofit distance learning centers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In socially distanced small groups, they help kids with remote classes while parents are at work at a cost of $215 a week.
Our working families pretty much budget for before and after school care and summer programming. This was not in their budget.
With donations, the organization has been able to subsidize or completely cover the cost for many families. But such programs aren't always set up to help students who need intensive support.
No one knew what to do to help our kids, and that's heartbreaking.
Clara Washington's 9-year-old daughter, Jayla, has been diagnosed with autism and is partially nonverbal. Her Rochester, New York school district has been remote since March.
She did not understand why her classmates and teachers were on the computer. She didn't understand any of that.
Jayla needs one-on-one attention, but Washington is a single mom and works as an office manager for a surgery practice. She takes paid family leave one day a week and hires a babysitter for the rest, rushing home on her lunch break to check in on classes.
Basically, all my savings is gone due to childcare. And behind on bills, extremely behind on bills, but I have to do what I have to do for my daughter.
Rochester schools are set to begin reopening in January, but like pretty much all plans, they're at the mercy of the virus. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.